M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Several more rounds of rain are in the forecast today out west, and CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson tells us it could be potentially devastating for California.
There is another atmospheric river headed into the Golden State. Northern California going to get walloped by 2 days of a rain deluge that they cannot accommodate because they've just gotten so much rain over the last several days.
Parts of Southern California will get as much as 6 inches of rain. And as David mentioned, it's worse up north where people are still fighting those bad floods. Meantime, Europe is smashing heat records. Jonah Fisher's with the BBC.
Hundreds of weather stations have recorded their warmest ever January temperature. Last year, Germany, France and the UK all experienced their hottest ever years.
Southwest Airlines is still recovering from major problems over the holidays that left thousands of passengers stranded at airports for days. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The Biden administration says Southwest has failed its customers. White House officials say they'll fine the company if it doesn't appropriately reimburse customers for their losses.
The airline did cancel more than 16,000 flights in the final week of the year. It has apologized and offered affected travelers frequent flyer points worth hundreds of dollars in ticket prices. The FDA is making abortion pills available in more pharmacies, including big chains. Women can also get the pill through telehealth consultations and by mail where it's legal. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The big legal question here is what happens in about 30 states that ban or severely restrict abortion. States are trying to prohibit something, the prescription and use of abortion pills, that the federal government allows.
Last year, the Biden administration announced it's no longer enforcing a longstanding requirement that people pick up the medicine in person. Voting and a potential Republican standoff resumes today in the House.
The next series of votes happens at 12 p.m. Washington, D.C. time. But in the meantime, not only is there no Speaker of the House, there are no sworn-in members of the U.S. House of Representatives. They can't do that until the Speaker has been chosen. So there's no functioning House of Representatives during the standoff.
That's CBS's Scott McFarlane in Washington. A man who terrorized subway riders in New York City last year has pleaded guilty. CBS's Matt Piper.
Frank James opened fire on a busy New York City subway last April in Brooklyn, wounding 10 people. The 62-year-old has now pleaded guilty to terror charges. In court, James admitted his intention was to cause serious bodily injury to the people on the train.
He's scheduled to stand trial in late February and could face decades in prison. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answer yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquesan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of the Tom Hartman Program. The Republican vote tracker revealed Kevin McCarthy got 203 votes. He needs 218 to become Speaker of the House. Hakeem Jeffries got 212, which tells you something. Well, it tells you there's a lot of Democrats in the room. McCarthy's argument for why he should be Speaker was that he has been leader of the Republicans for 4 years now in the House of Representatives. And that's true. And he has done a lot during those 4 years. And I think that we need to give him credit for that. And I want to give him credit for that. In fact, that's the list I'm going to read to you here is the, you know, Kevin McCarthy's accomplishments. And this is the guy that, you know, wants to lead the Republican Party. This is the guy who says that he reflects the values of the Republican Party. So what did he herd the cats of the GOP to do over these last 4 years? Well, let's see. There was a vote to lower gas prices. 100% of Republicans voted against it. Kevin McCarthy held his caucus together. Keep gas prices high. There was a vote to reduce the price of insulin so that nobody, you know, had to go broke with, you know, I mean, literally, most country, insulin was invented or developed or, you know, synthesized or purified or whatever the proper word is back in the late 19th century. I mean, more than 100 years ago. And the patent was sold for a penny. So that it would be a public good. And yet in the United States, insulin can cost hundreds of dollars a month, thousands of dollars a month, depending on how much you use and the type you use. And in most other countries, it's, you know, it's a $20, $30 a month expense. In most other countries, you know, your drugs are paid for. Well, Kevin McCarthy was successful in getting 100% of his Republicans to vote against cheaper insulin for Americans. 100%. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Kevin McCarthy kept his Republican caucus together. All of them voted against cheaper insulin for Americans. There was a vote for lowering drug prices overall, for bringing competition to the pharmaceutical market, to allow Americans to buy drugs via pharmaceuticals or even pharmacies to buy pharmaceuticals from Canada or other countries that, you know, sell drugs at much lower prices. And 100% of the Republicans in the House of Representatives voted against this. Again, another major victory for Kevin McCarthy. Screw the American people. There was a vote on whether we should continue the child tax credits so that everybody who has a child, a lot of struggling young families in America right now, so that every family with a child gets $600 per per year, I guess. I don't recall the amount. Please forgive me. But to extend these child tax credits, which had been successful in cutting child poverty in America by more than half And Kevin McCarthy succeeded in getting 100% of his caucus to vote against it. There was a vote on reestablishing a new Voting Rights Act and filling in the holes, saying that everybody should have the right to vote, filling in the holes that were bored into the 1965 Voting Rights Act by John Roberts and four other conservatives on the Supreme Court. Voting rights, 100% of the Republicans voted against it. Kevin McCarthy did a great job for his billionaire donors. There was a vote on ending gerrymandering in the United States. 100% of Republicans voted against it. Kevin McCarthy whipped his caucus. There was a vote on fighting climate change, on doing something about climate change, which is literally killing Americans every month. Heat in the summer, heat and wildfires in the summer, heat strokes and tornadoes and things, and bitter, bitter cold in the winter. This is all from climate change. Kevin McCarthy managed to get 100% of his caucus to vote against doing anything about climate change. The fossil fuel billionaires, very happy with him. There was legislation to prosecute tax cheats, especially very wealthy tax cheats, by adding money to the IRS budget so that they could have more auditors who could then specifically audit high-income people. It would bring in as much as $1 trillion into the Treasury every year. That's how much the tax cheats, the billionaire tax cheats, are cheating us out of. Did I say billion? I meant trillion. I think I said trillion. Every year. And Kevin McCarthy got 100% of his caucus to vote against enforcing our tax laws. There was a vote on saving Roe v. Wade, putting Roe v. Wade into law, so that the right to an abortion is law in the United States. Kevin McCarthy got 100% of his caucus to vote against it. There was a vote on banning assault weapons in the United States. Kevin McCarthy, again, very successful, leader of the Republicans in the House, as he has been saying. This was his job audition for Speaker of the House. 99% of Republicans voted against banning assault weapons. There was a vote on fighting domestic terrorism in the United States. Now, you would think that this would be a non-controversial issue, right? We don't want people, shooting up our electric substations. 99% of the Republicans in the House under Kevin McCarthy voted against doing anything about domestic terrorism. There was a vote to simply keep birth control legal in the United States, from condoms to birth control pills. It's not about abortion. It's about birth control. A vote to keep birth control legal in the United States. And Kevin McCarthy succeeded in getting 96% of his Republican caucus to vote against that, against keeping birth control legal. There was a vote to have background checks for people who want to buy guns, to make sure that we don't get crazies buying guns who then go out and shoot people up. Kevin McCarthy succeeded in getting 96% of his caucus to vote against that. There was a vote to import and increase the production, subsidize the production of baby formula during the shortage that happened in the wake of, it was a kind of a combined thing. Number one, you had the supply chain problem, so foreign baby formula was in short supply, plus there was a contamination in a factory up in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And so Congress wanted to do something about this. Let's get some baby formula out, because there were babies who were in trouble. And Kevin McCarthy succeeded in getting 94% of his Republican caucus to say no to baby formula. I mean, this guy apparently has done a very good job for his Republican owners. There was a vote in the House to stop domestic violence. Well, to criminalize it and to fund social work and police services to deal with domestic violence. Kevin McCarthy got 87% of his Republicans to vote against that. There was a vote in the United States House of Representatives to allocate money to pay for cancer care for American veterans. Kevin McCarthy succeeded in getting 84% of his Republicans to vote against that, to vote against cancer care for American veterans. There was a vote to allow same-sex marriage in the United States, given that, you know, Clarence Thomas now says he wants the Supreme Court to overturn Obergefell. And Kevin McCarthy got 77% of his caucus to vote against same-sex marriage. There was a, you know, and of course, famously, there was the vote to uphold the election of 2020. And 68% of Republicans voted against that. So, I don't know. You know, people say, Kevin McCarthy, what are his qualifications? Why should anybody vote for him? You know, et cetera, et cetera. I say, hey, if you want Americans to pay more for gas and drugs and you want more poverty and you don't want people to be able to vote and you don't want to do anything about climate change, he's your guy.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Banning assault weapons, fighting domestic terrorism, he's opposed to all those things.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. And welcome back. So the Secret Service, well, actually, this is reporting about the Secret Service from two organizations, the Project on Government Oversight, POGO, and the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, OCCRP. And there was this big leak of Oath Keeper documents, according to the OCCRP. And they said that they were provided by these documents by a former member of the group's inner circle. The Oath Keepers is a group that emerged in 2009, largely, in my opinion, largely in response to America electing a black man as president. There were a lot of these militia groups that came into being in 2009 in response to, in my opinion, in response to Barack Obama's election. And they ran the list, you know, here's this membership list, let's find out where these people work, which is not particularly hard to do these days. And what they found was that more than 300 members of the Oath Keepers, this is one of these, you know, white power, right-wing militia groups, over 300 members of the Oath Keepers identified themselves as current or former employees of the Department of Homeland Security. Benny Thompson, the guy who chaired the January 6th committee, he said, quote, extremism within our government is always alarming, but even more so in the department with a law enforcement and national security nexus like the Department of Homeland Security. And then the other thing is that it appears that a number of these Oath Keepers also worked for the Secret Service. And this is where there was a minor story, a minor furor story. I don't know if you caught it during the last week when we were off. And that, remember when one of Joe Biden's German shepherds, Major, I think his name is, it was alleged that he had bit a Secret Service agent. And Joe Biden was giving a friend of his a tour of the West Wing, or of the second floor of the White House, where he and what's his wife's name? Jill. Thank you. I knew it was, yeah. Jill Biden. Thank you. Brain fart. Anyhow, Joe's giving somebody a tour of, the second floor of the White House, and saying this is where we live. And then he just kind of comments offhand. He says, this is where the Secret Service agent said that Major bit him, but the Secret Service is not supposed to be up here. So either Major didn't bite the agent and it was a lie, or the agent was going through Jill's underwear drawer or something. I mean, you know, who knows? But I thought that was just one of the weirder stories of the day. So could it be that it was a Secret Service agent who was an Oath Keeper who was looking for dirt that he could convey to his compatriots? Don't know. But they did change, you know, in the months immediately after Joe Biden becoming president, they did change the presidential detail. And they cycled out some of the guys who'd been with Donald Trump and cycled in some new guys. And I think it might have something to do with that. So that's my list of news stories for the day. They're going to a second vote, by the way, which is going to begin soon. Pete Aguilar of the Democrat from California is speaking right now. But soon we'll be back to the, Congressman Aguilar, who do you vote for? And we'll see what happens. So this is the second vote. Richard in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Tom. Being a fellow Michigander, you're really doing a great job.
Thank you, Richard.
I admire your ability and what you present every day. The reason why I called is I thought you'd find this real interesting. On December the 21st, I was standing in my room, and I happened to be watching ABC from Channel 7 from El Paso, and they were showing the how Governor Abbott, who is, as far as I'm concerned, not even a human, was putting up razor wire with the National Guard to stop the immigrants from crossing the river into El Paso. Mm-hmm. And there was a bunch of small children and women, and it really disgusted me because I'm an 88-year-old man, and I served in the military. I was born and raised in Flint, Michigan, and stayed there most of my life. And we don't, Americans don't harm women and children. And so I was so disgusted by this move by Abbott that I called the White House. And I believe it was a man that answered the phone. And I gave him my name and where I was from. And I told him I was so disgusted about what Abbott was doing to women and children, of which Americans don't harm or kill women and children.
Right.
And how disgusting that was. So then I hung up the guy, and I finished talking, and I hung up the phone. And then on December the 26th, the day after Christmas, I'm alone right now. My wife died a couple of years ago. And I just finished my supper and was starting to pick up the dishes, and doorbell rings. And I go to my doorbell. This is about 5:30.
Richard, we have just 20 seconds left. You got to wrap your story up here.
Okay, anyway, doorbell rings. It's two New Mexico State Police, and they had come to my home to question me about my phone call that I made.
Really? So they thought you had phoned in a threat, is the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah. Evidently, yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And I mean, you know, it's the environment we live in right now, Richard. There's so many death threats flying around. Richard, I got to run, but I'm sorry to hear that happened. And I guess in the future, you just need to be real friendly when you call and complain. Richard, thank you for sharing your story with us. And I'm sorry to hear about your wife, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So Matt Gaetz just nominated Jim Jordan for House Speaker for the second vote. This is, you know, get your popcorn. This is going to get interesting.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Several states are bracing for a big snowstorm today. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We've got winter storm warnings in effect from Nebraska to South Dakota, Minnesota to Wisconsin. The chances there for well over a foot of snow in places.
Out west, rain could be a problem with more flooding expected throughout California. Southwest Airlines is trying to fix its relationship with customers now after that big holiday meltdown. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The company says it is finally making solid progress in its efforts to return operations to normal. The airline canceled almost 16,000 flights in the final week of the year because of bad weather and an antiquated crew scheduling system.
The FDA is making the abortion pill more available to women at big pharmacies and by phone. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
This expands the old rule imposed during the pandemic. The old rule said only certified doctors and certified mail order pharmacies could dispense the abortion pills.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora, con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones, más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls, Gene in Myerstown, Pennsylvania. Gene, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I want to talk a little bit more about Christopher Miller and
his memo. Can I reset the conversation for people who might have just tuned in? What we're talking about here is that on January 4th, two days before the attack on the Capitol, the acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller issued a memo forbidding the National Guard from participating in any way or providing any kind of support to the Capitol Police. And then in his testimony before Congress, he said that was merely advisory. But if you read the memo, it's obvious it was an order from the Secretary of Defense. And the question that I'm raising is, was he in on it with Trump? Did he want to hold back the National Guard in the hopes that the Proud Boys and whatnot would, you know, kill a few members of Congress or lynch Mike Pence and turn the Capitol over to Trump? Or was he afraid that the National Guard, if Trump showed up and said, okay, guys, we're taking the country over, just like Mussolini did on this very day in 1925, was he afraid that the military might go along with Trump and therefore he withheld them? So that's kind of the backstory. So, Gene, to your thoughts.
Yeah. I think the first one. First of all, remember, he got rid of Mark Esper just like that. He
Trump
had no
did.
Real reason. It was, his former Secretary of Defense.
Right. As soon as he lost the election, he got rid of Esper, yes.
After he lost the election, he's already thinking about how he's going to play this thing that the election was stolen. And he thought how convenient it would have to have a yes man in the Department of Defense, because I don't want not the Capitol Police, but the National Guard to spoil my moment.
Right, exactly.
That's how I see it. I think that he told his yes man, Secretary of Defense, acting, don't you dare let anybody have you, you know, call out the National Guard.
Yeah.
And that's why he wrote that. That letter says basically, only I can do this.
That's
and
correct.
Don't even ask me. Don't even ask me.
Well, and they did ask him on five different occasions during that 3-hour period when the Capitol was under attack, and every single time he said no.
Yeah.
He said no.
And I think that this is something that has not been brought out enough by the January 6th committee. They were so focused on Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That they didn't go to all these organizations who were Trumperized, at least to a certain degree, not only some of the Capitol Police, but
and I suspect
FBI,
6 months
Secret Service, yeah, all of these people. That's a big story.
Yeah, I agree with you, Gene. And I'm guessing that 6 months to a year from now, when members of the January 6th committee are publishing their books on their time on the committee, that we will discover that Liz Cheney was the driving force behind limit it all to Donald Trump and a small circle around him, and do not look into the corruption of these institutions by Trump and by other Republicans, frankly. And let's definitely not go after Republican members of Congress. Because, you know, she's going to need those people if she's going to run for president in 2 years.
Yeah, she's only willing to go so far.
Exactly.
One other thing, and I'll get off. Mm-hmm. TMZ, 500 officers were working Wednesday as President Trump revved up the huge crowd. The Capitol Police are 2,200 strong, and only 500 were on duty. Why?
Oh, that's a good question, too.
You'll
recall the head of the Capitol Police.
It's a mass right-wing conspiracy, Tom.
I think so. The head of the Capitol Police resigned right after that, you'll recall, too. You know, right after January
6th. Yeah, and he's trying to say, like, well, I had no idea what was going on. Nobody told me.
Yeah, definitely not the case. Definitely not the case. I don't buy it either. Gene, thanks for the call. Yeah, good talking to you. Brian in Woodland, Texas. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind?
Yeah, why aren't you talking about the disastrous border policy that Biden has produced?
Which policy is that?
Is that Title 42 that you're talking about?
Do you know what Title 42 is?
Yeah, it's to protect the American people from people that are sick, and it was in 1944 that it was initially added. Right?
That's correct, when Trump invoked it, there was a pandemic going on, and right now there's not a pandemic going on. And you know the biggest problem, Brian, since you hate illegal immigrants coming into the United States so much.
Nice try.
Well, nice try. Whatever. You know, you're upset about this issue. The important point that you're not going to hear on Fox News is that when people are stopped by virtue of Title 42, they are simply returned to Mexico. When people are stopped without Title 42, they are arrested, they are fingerprinted, they are photographed, they're put into a database, and if they come back a second time, they go to jail. And so what you're seeing right now in the numbers is that these numbers are being massively inflated because the people that Trump was stopping with Title 42 were being sent back, and literally 2 hours later, they were coming back into the United States again because there was absolutely no penalty. And as long as they're using Title...
That is absolutely false. It's absolutely false.
I'm sorry, it's not.
With a date court to return.
I beg your pardon?
5 million have been released. They are caught and released with a date to return to court for a hearing.
That is people who are petitioning for asylum.
There's about 1 million that has got away.
Yeah.
There's more fentanyl captured at the border than there are human beings in the United States.
Okay. Brian, back to Fox News.
All
with
food and waiting on
for the call. Terry in Ventura, California. Hey, Terry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Back at you.
I'm calling, Tom. Hey. Somewhat Michigan relevant story, as you and I share. We had a Michiganian speak early. It occurred to me I made two phone calls, one to Congresswoman Slotkin, I believe is her pronunciation.
Mm-hmm. Alyssa Slotkin, yeah, a former CIA agent, yeah. Isn't she?
Yeah, I know it. That's why Liz Cheney visited her district in order to support her.
Yep.
I guess they have military intel confidence in the congresswoman. I called Slotkin and I called Debbie Dingell both today. And what I advocated as a symbolic vote, have some Democrats vote for Liz Cheney to be speaker. I mean, some of the Republicans say they're going to vote for Trump. We respect the intelligence, if not the total voting record of Liz Cheney. What she did to stop the insurrectionists, I think it would be a beautiful symbolic vote. What's your view, Tom?
I think that's not a bad idea. It's a little late now. I mean, that would have to be something that would be organized in advance. The second vote is going on right now, and Jim Jordan's name was put into contention along with Kevin McCarthy. And right now, Jim Jordan has 7 votes, which means that Kevin McCarthy is going to fail on this vote, too. McCarthy's at 62, and Hakeem Jeffries is at 61. So it's...
This will probably go on a day or two. So why not just as a symbolic vote? Have a few casts for Liz Cheney. She was remarkable.
It would be interesting. Robert Reich, who writes over at robertreich.substack.com, has a piece that he sent out, I believe it was yesterday, in which he was suggesting a Republican, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the guy's name. It was literally the first time I'd ever heard his name. But this guy there's like 40 of these centrist Republicans in the House of Representatives, kind of Mitt Romney Republicans. He did not vote to overturn the election. He did not vote to impeach Trump, but he was not part of the sedition caucus, as it were. You know, I mean, he's a rational Republican. And Robert Reich's idea was that this is a Republican that Democrats could get behind. And if just, you know, a handful of Democrats offered their votes to this guy, and then, you know, he picked up a bunch of votes from Republicans, or particularly if the entire Democratic caucus got behind this guy, we might end up with a reasonably rational Republican. I think, though, that the...
But only 40, Tom.
Yeah, there
only
you go.
40.
There you go. And I think that the strategy that the Democrats are pursuing right now is give them all the rope they want. And
I think it's a slap in the face on McCarthy, though.
Yeah,
I really
absolutely.
Think it would be fun.
Yeah, Jim Jordan is up to 8 votes now. So, yeah, Terry, thank you.
God.
Thanks for the call. Good talking
Good
to you.
Thanks
yeah.
for taking my call, Tom.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Ronnie in Port Orchard, Washington. Hey, Ronnie, what's on your mind today?
Well, I think that the Republicans govern like a soup sandwich. So
soup
they're going to fail.
That's a new one for
they're
me.
They're going to fail. Mm-hmm. And they're going to ask the Democrats to nominate someone who can be the target that they will throw accusations at. And if the Democrats run Representative Jeffries, they'll have a young black face who will scare the old white people. And that's what the Republicans want. I propose that the Democrats counter that by nominating Steny Hoyer, fulfilling his poor dream since the 60s, if it wasn't for Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
He'll stay 2 years. They're not going to reelect you. You'll bring calm. You'll get things done.
Yeah.
Both sides know what they're getting. In 2024, when the Dems run, I feel, a black woman, because if Joe times it right, let the Republicans blow up in the House.
Yeah.
Things calm down. You announce you're not running. Things can move on calmly. The Democrats will be the counter to the crazy Republicans.
You think it's going to be Kamala Harris?
Well, if Joe doesn't run, who comes up on the list?
Yeah. Well, typically it's your vice president. Yeah. Yeah. Typically.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. There's a.
I believe if. But if we put up. If we. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, if he announces that he's not running for re-election, there will be a primary, and she's going to have to defend that position. That's all I wanted to
say. Okay, well, that's fair.
Yeah, of course, of course. And I think there's a very good chance she could win it, too. So we'll see. Well, we'll see. Ronnie, yeah. Thanks. Go ahead. You wanted to say one last thing.
No, thank you very much for your service. Okay. I mean, for your public service.
You're okay. Thanks Bye-bye. A lot, Ronnie. Thanks for the call. Nice to hear from you. Martin in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey, Martin, what's on your mind today?
Well, not a lot, really, but I've noticed a disturbing trend in the Republican Party even before Trump came into play.
Uh-huh.
I found that long before Trump was even, like, considered a candidate, that the Overton window in general has been shifting further and further right.
In the GOP.
Like the overall... Not just in the GOP, but I mean, just across the board, but more dramatically in the GOP.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, for example, during the time the ACA was in place, which was originally, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but it was actually originally a Heritage Foundation bill as an alternative to single payer.
Right. I do. I do know that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, this was a Republican bill, mind you, yep. and they voted against their own bill, essentially. But I've noticed that now it's just gone to the point where it's like they're very open about hurting the American people.
Yeah. I think that they think that the American people don't notice. What else could it be, Martin?
Well, it could also be that they're serving their donors.
Yeah, another master. Yeah, I think that's a large part of it, too. But I think they think they can just get away with it because nobody's paying attention. Martin, thank you for the call, and Happy New Year to you. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Explore the mighty Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of stunning Multnomah Falls and Mount St. Helens. Retrace the historic steps of explorers Lewis and Clark as you cruise the Columbia River Gorge aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax in your private balcony while the crew provides you with the highest level of personalized service, all waiting for you to experience. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you choose to believe Google, then all you need to do to surf the internet privately is turn on incognito mode on your browser. And we're supposed to trust big tech with solutions to our online privacy, right? Well, wrong. It doesn't matter what browser mode you use or how often you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider, your ISP, can see every single website you've ever visited, and they can even sell your data, that list of sites that you visited, how long you were on them, where you went, to advertisers and anyone else they want to. And that's why I use ExpressVPN to keep my online data secure and private. I never go online without ExpressVPN because they make sure my ISP and third-party trackers can't see my online activity and my location. And they do that by rerouting my connection through a secure, encrypted server. ExpressVPN is also the fastest and most trusted VPN in the market. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by Business Insider, and I've used them for almost a decade. So protect your online activity today with the VPN that I trust to keep me private. ExpressVPN.com/Tom will get you an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's ExpressVPN.com/THOM. ExpressVPN.com/Tom. Welcome back. Picking up your calls, Chip in Lawrence, Kansas. Hey, Chip, what's up?
First of all, thanks for being back. I was going through withdrawals.
Me too.
Trust me, it was
me
bad.
Me too. I was walking around. And Louise is like, "You're pacing." Yes, I'm bored.
Okay, when we get to that point, Tom, next time just go get my phone number. Give me a call. We'll chat.
There you go, Chip.
Anyways,
so what's up?
Anyways, hey, do you think it would be smart for us to get a bunch of good Democrats together, but have them run as Republicans, you know, basically pull a Kyrsten Sinema, and soon they get in, change parties back?
Yeah, it's what is the old saying about those who doth deceive? There's an old Shakespeare quote, but anyhow, I get the you know, own the cons kind of thing. I buy it or about it, but I don't think that I don't think it's a good strategy. I don't think deception is ever a good strategy, but politically, you know, for politics, it has too much potential to backfire. But you know, I certainly understand your wouldn't this be fun? I get that.
It would be. Well, hey, thank you for taking my call, Tom.
My pleasure, Chip. Good talking to you. Thank you, Dynamo Dave in Minneapolis. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thank you for taking my call. It's always a pleasure talking to the smartest man with a national talk show. You provide better information than national public radio all the time. One thing I wanted to ask you about is the whole immigration policy. About 10 years ago, my parents, you know, they needed full-time caregivers. And like 95% of them were immigrants, you know. Recent immigrants, and we've got this, I don't know what our border policy is now, but as you well know, there's this giant labor shortage, and part of it's caused by the great retirement. I'm one of those people. I retired at 59 back in 2020. But it's like, how come we're not letting these honest people, hardworking people who take the jobs that other Americans won't because they want a new start here?
Yeah, this is, you know, as much as I would like an economy where everybody is earning a living wage, the reality is that probably for the entire 7,000-year history of capitalism, or very, you know, variations on it, there have always been what you might call entry-level jobs or low-paid service jobs or whatever. And, you know, I would like to see a country where even people who are farm workers, or even especially farm workers, I mean, I was a big fan of Cesar Chavez back in the day, you know, can earn enough that they can raise a family and have a decent life. You know, the sad reality is that that's not how the economy works. Dave, thanks a lot for the call. Immigration typically also deals with the what's called demographic decline, which is what you're referring to, people retiring. We need, frankly, more immigrants in the United States at this moment. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires you. And there are things you can do. Even now, there's no campaign going on. There's still a lot that we can all do. There's great organizations that need your help, including the Democratic Party. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.